Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So we are going to have Bill Barnwell join us on the show coming up in about 15 minutes. I got a lot of respect for his analysis. Really happy to catch up with him and get his thoughts on the Kansas City Chiefs. We just had Mike Florio on the show. If you missed it, be sure to check it out on the podcast page, 913-586-7965. You can always use that number to text into the show today. So we are going to have Mitchell Schwartz join us in studio coming up in about an hour to talk about these numbers, because Mitch, and I understand it, given his relationship with the team and a lot of the current players, Mitch is not really heavy-handed in his criticism when it comes to the team. Mitch has been very outspoken online about the offense and the problems that he sees with the offense. So we'll talk to him about it. Now, one of the things that has popped up a lot this year is the Chiefs and their ability to run the ball from shotgun or under center. Now, I don't remember spending a whole lot of time talking about this in the past, but there's usually a theme that pops up throughout the season in relation to their offense. Last year, it was the deep ball, and a lot of you started to notice, hey, Pat's kind of struggling when it comes to the deep ball, and he's throwing a low percentage when it comes to that. A lot of you have noticed them in shotgun or them running under center. Now, in theory, I don't disagree. I think with the backs that they have, if they just ran downhill more, I think they would have more success. It's not really what the Chiefs do. So JP Acosta, he is with CBS Sports. He tweeted this out. I have a take about the Chiefs offense. They could be much more consistent and efficient if they were under center way more than they actually are. Now, someone posted the information. The Chiefs, they are 27th this season in the NFL with plays under center. That is not their offense. He looked up the numbers specifically when it comes to them running the ball from under center. They are third in success rate. They are second in EPA. They are 10th in yards per carry when they run the ball from under center. Rob, they are 28th in attempts this season in carries from under center. Now, maybe you think it's causation, correlation, whatever it is. These numbers to me seem very, very telling. I do think the way the Chiefs run the ball and how the Chiefs run the ball is flawed. And I think we've seen that so far this season. You might argue it's a lack of talent. Maybe you think it's an offensive line issue, whatever you think it is. But I think the importance of coaching is to get the most out of the talent and ability that you have. And I find it impossible for anyone to argue that you think they are getting the most out of the run game. I don't think Isaiah Pacheco instantly, overnight, turned into this. Now, maybe you could argue it's the leg injury, but I mean, we went from a guy who was a borderline 950, 975 guy to a guy that just has no pop, no explosiveness, and doesn't really look special or unique in really any capacity in their offense. Breshard Smith cannot get going in the run game, and they don't trust him in the run game. Well, Carrington, how do you know? They don't give him the ball. Well, Isaiah Pacheco was hurt, and they didn't give him a carry in the last game. The only running back to get a carry against the Broncos was Kareem Hunt. So I'm looking at these numbers. Some of these numbers come down to, are the Chiefs willing to, on the fly, change who they are and make adjustments? Right now, to me, my perception of the Chiefs is, we've been doing this thing for a long time. It's been working. We're going to keep doing it because eventually it's going to work. And maybe they end up being right. But a lot of these numbers that we found out over the last, 7 to 10 days or so, or suggesting, hey, there is a more effective and efficient way to run your offense with the players that you have. And for whatever reason, whether it's Matt Nagy, Andy Reid, whomever, I don't care at this point. But somebody is not looking at the raw numbers. The numbers tell you you can have success if you just put Patrick Mahomes under center and run the football. You don't got to be a ground and pound kind of team, but how they are running the football and their commitment to running the football, they don't respect it, and therefore their opponents don't respect it. There is no reason as a defense to really focus in or spend a lot of your time and effort to trying to stop the run, because you don't need to. Eventually, Andy or RPOs are going to stop the Chiefs' run game. So if they get 6 yards on that first down carry, it's all right. We know they're not going to stick with it. We know they're not going to continue to do it. It's just hard to deny the numbers at this portion in the season. We are not talking about a small sample size when it comes to their run game and the efficiency. This was telling. When the Chiefs run the ball under center, they are 3rd in success rate, 2nd in EPA, 10th in yards per carry. They have a decent run game when they do this. They're 28th in attempts. They just don't do it. Running back Rob, what do you think?
This kind of highlights what we argued about either early this week or late last week. I forget the exact date. But I was saying It doesn't matter who the running back is. I know Breece Hall was a sexy name among Chiefs fans in the text line at the deadline. It doesn't matter. The numbers are showing that the Chiefs' run game issues are with who is calling the plays, because those numbers are staggering. If I know them, if you know them, if JP Acosta knows them, I figure the group of statisticians over at Arrowhead knows them, and yet they continue to run out of shotgun. Mitchell Schwartz will be on the show in about an hour, had a big Instagram breakdown about the RPOs and why the Chiefs use the RPOs, and when using the RPOs, they're more pass-based than run-based. They just don't seem to be committed, and I think this is an Andy Reid, Matt Nagy, whomever thing more than is a talent thing. That's why I was anti-Breece Hall at the deadline. I don't think Breece Hall is changing anything. I think Andy Reid, this is what he does, and I don't think what he's doing is correct. Now, I will put this one caveat on this whole conversation, because I don't know the answer to this. I presume Andy Reid and Matt Nagy and whoever over there at Head Drive has the answer to this. Is Patrick Mahomes as a passer more comfortable out of shotgun? Because that would be the yin and the yang of coaching. Hey, our run game's worse with shotgun, but our quarterback's more comfortable. We're going to lean this way versus that way. But if Patrick Mahomes is just as comfortable getting up under center as he is from standing in shotgun, then those numbers prove it. They got to start running the ball more under center, and that means just more under center plays, because it can't be as easy of a tell as they're in shotgun, it's a pass, they're under center, it's a run. But I will put the caveat out there, and I don't have the answer to this. It's possible their pass game, for whatever the reason, works better out of shotgun, which is why they have to be a more shotgun-based team.
I don't care what kind of field it is. And I would say this is the one time that you can say that our job or your job is like theirs. If you are in a competitive field and in a competitive market, and you are not willing to adjust and adapt, then eventually you die off. You die off. Andy's run game historically has been successful. You can't argue that. Well, how do you know? They don't run the ball. They did with LeSean McCoy. They did with Jamal Charles. They did with Kareem Hunt. They did with Deuce Staley. They did with Brian Westbrook. It's not like Andy has always had this problem. He has this problem right now, but he has not always had this problem. I think in some ways, Andy thought that this was 2005. I can just make a running back. I mean, Deuce Staley wasn't the 7th overall pick in the draft. Hey, we'll just make Deuce Staley. Hey, look, Breshard Smith is just like this guy. We'll just keep doing what we've been doing. And I think the rest of the NFL, at least when it comes to this, is telling you, no, you can't do it that way. that the Chiefs, if they want to try to get this run game going, which inevitably will help their offense get going and be more consistent, because you play Denver again. This is a very talented defense. We think the second time they could have Patrick Surtain back. This is the defense that feels like they know your tendencies. They've seen you. No team has played the Chiefs closer. I guess maybe you could argue Buffalo in the regular season. The Broncos have the last couple of years. You're going to be in another dogfight. It's going to be cold. It's going to be Christmas. It's going to be a must-win game. You have to run the football. And the habits that you've been building up from August, September till now, you don't have the habits of running the football successfully. You don't have the habits of doing those things. So as the games now get really, really important, must win, gotta have it kind of games, what reason do I have to believe that the run game is going to figure it out? They haven't figured it out really at any point. So it's going to be more of the same. More 12 carries for 45 yards for Isaiah Pacheco. More frustration that it was a third and two and they should have ran the football and they didn't run the football. Like, there's a lot of things I feel confident in the Chiefs' ability to turn around. I don't really know what reason I have to believe that the run game is going to be much different than what we've seen the first 10 games of the season.
I do agree there. I don't think it's changing. I don't know that midseason Andy Reid is going to say, you know what? We're now a run under center team. We're now power eye foot. I think we talk about all the time on the show, there are April and May problems and there are October and November problems. Sometimes the solution to an October, November problem is in April and May. And I think for Andy Reid to change schematically is not going to happen midseason. He's not going to mid-year be like, we've done 10 games, didn't work, kind of throw out baby with the bathwater. No, I think this is going to be have to be a schematic change that happens in the offseason. And I worry that that could be one of the things that undoes this team in the postseason.
I mean, I do think that this is a chicken or egg thing when it comes to it. Like, I don't think the Chiefs have really good running backs at all. But I also think that you are not putting them in a position to be successful. And that's what I think coaching is. That's what I think teaching is. Hey, you're a teacher. This kid's not really good at science. Well, then help him be good at it. You're Andy Reid. It's your responsibility to get the most out of Isaiah Pacheco, Kareem Hunt, and Breshard Smith. Does anybody think that's what they're doing right now in their offense? Well, that's on Andy Reid. I'm not putting that on Matt Nagy. I'm not putting that on anybody. That is on your head coach to get the most out of the personnel that you have. They have to figure this out down the stretch as they're going up. They have four of their next seven games against playoff teams. They got to figure this out. And against teams that can run the football successfully and have an identity when it comes to running the football successfully. Coming up on the other side, we'll be joined by Bill Barnwell of ESPN. We'll ask him about the Chiefs' run game. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This is Wyatt Thompson from K-State, and you're listening to The Drive with CDOT right here on 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Bill Barnwell of ESPN. We're taking trips around the National Football League to get national voices on how they feel about the Chiefs. Bill, happy to have you on the show today. We've been asking people this question. What do you think is wrong with the Chiefs?
Overall, I don't think the Chiefs are broken. All the advanced analytics I can find, DVOA, expected points added, ESPN's Football Power Index, all those numbers say that this year's version of the Chiefs are actually better than last year's version of the Chiefs. And I know that sounds crazy. I know the records are the records. Wins and losses at the end of the day are what matters, not what an advanced metric says. But what that implies is that there's not anything that's like completely and utterly flawed that is broken about this team. You have little things you can point to here or there. They are last in pressure rate when they blitz, which is just so out of character for a Steve Spagnuolo defense. Obviously, they're still kind of figuring things out in the secondary. Obviously, Patrick cannot throw multiple interceptions in the red zone. Those have been, you know, if you assume they're going to kick field goals at least on those drives, a 30-point swing in three games decided by 3 points in each of them. So, you know, obviously a significant, significant impact. I really think this is a team, though, that at the end of the day is good, not really different than last year's team. But last year's team had the most incredible timing and the most incredible luck I've ever seen. And this year's team has something close to the worst luck and worst timing I can recall in recent memory.
Are you still hopeful, when it sounds like this is the case, are you still hopeful, optimistic that this team is going to make the playoffs? Because the thing that a lot of people are pointing out is the tiebreaker situation. The Chiefs don't have the tiebreaker against Buffalo. They don't have the tiebreaker against Jacksonville. I think they could be in a spot where they possibly don't have it against the Chargers, given the Chiefs' record in the AFC and also win the division. So some key tiebreakers they're going to miss out on. Are you confident in this team's ability to make the postseason?
I am, and that's not only a thing about the Chiefs, although the tiebreaker concerns you bring up are totally valid and realistic and are going to be a problem for them, but it's more a commentary on the rest of the AFC, right? Like, it's not just, you know, looking at, oh, what are the Chiefs, but what are the other teams? I mean, the teams you mentioned, the Jags did beat the Chiefs. They were a mess after beating the Chiefs for several weeks before they had a great game against the Chargers. The Chargers, I mean, have had great stretches this year, but they also just got blown out by the Jags. Broncos ahead of the Chiefs. Broncos are kind of this year's version of the Chiefs, right? Like, you know, with everything going right for them in the fourth quarter of games when they've been struggling to put teams away earlier in games. This is a really flawed conference. The Bills, I mean, the Bills are beat the Chiefs, but the Bills are a flawed team. They lost to the Falcons, you know, really can't beat anybody. I just think you're looking at a conference where so many teams are flawed. And so there might be this perception that the Chiefs have to be, you know, the best versions of themselves, this really fantastic, you know, juggernaut on both sides of the ball to go on a hot streak here late in the year and make the playoffs. I don't think they have to be that team. They just have to be a little bit better maybe than the other teams, because they have to have a better record because of the tiebreaker. So, yes, I'm confident.
A lot of fans have complained about the Chiefs and the lack of running from under center. When you look at the numbers, they have been a far more effective team when they run from under center. That's just not something they do a lot. What are you seeing on film with the Chiefs' run game and why it's been so ineffective this season?
I mean, I've always been arguing I wanted to see more under center runs, even when they were winning games earlier in the last couple of years. Just think, it's a thing you see other teams do to create opportunities. And it's not just about, you know, strictly call on a run play, but it's more about the range of things you're presenting to teams. If you can run from under center, or if you have the threat of running from under center, now you have the ability to run play action from under center. And if you do that, that's an opportunity to hit shots downfield, which is something we know the Chiefs want to do more of this year. You're changing the way defenses approach you. You can have different sorts of personnel groupers. You can lean into 12 and 13 personnel with more tight ends on the field a little easier from under center than you can from shotgun. You can run different kinds of run. You can run duo. You can run counter a little easier from under center than you can from shotgun. So, or from pistol, I should say, as well. And so I do think when I watch them do it, they look fine doing it. It's just clear that, you know, for years now, it's just not something Andy Reid really believes is important. And I'm not going to lie, I would trust Andy Reid over me. This man has won multiple Super Bowls for a reason. I don't think, you know, I'm going to tell him something he doesn't know. But I do sort of wonder what it would take for the Chiefs to commit to it, because it feels like something that would make a difference right now. It would move linebackers around. It would, I think, sort of, it would make things easier for Patrick Mahomes and make things easier for this offense right now in a way that I'm surprised Andy Reid has not already leaned into it, especially after the bye. But, I just think the Chiefs, given they have a talented offensive line, they're big and strong on the interior, it just seems like such a logical place for them to go. But for whatever reason, they haven't done it so far.
I feel like the Chiefs have potentially gotten stale in some areas. And as I look at the rest of the AFC, it's just radically changing. The Broncos are a drastically different team. The Colts are a drastically different team. The Patriots, we can go up and down the line of teams that have just really evolved over the last 12 to 18 months. And I don't know if necessarily that's the case with Kansas City. Is that what you're seeing on film, that teams are maybe spotting tendencies and they just caught up to what Kansas City likes to do?
That's a good question. You know, I do think they have evolved a bit. Obviously, we're seeing more of the Mahomes quarterback run game this year. We've seen, you know, Rashee Rice be, a threat near the red zone. But like I said, you know, it'd be one thing if the offense was struggling. It'd be one thing if the defense was struggling on a play-by-play basis by the advanced numbers. I'd say start saying, well, that's kind of a concern. But my expected points added per play, which is my preferred nerd metric, the Chiefs are better on offense and defense this year than they were last year, which is kind of scary, given that, again, the record is what the record is. I don't think there's schematically a staleness to it. I do think this team, because of some of the moves they made last year, obviously traded a bunch of draft picks for players. Some of the picks they made at the end of the first round have not necessarily panned out the way they would have hoped. They've spent a lot of money on some star players bringing them back. You spent a lot on Trey Smith. You spent a lot on Chris Jones. You spent a lot on Karlaftis. You spent a lot on Nick Bolton. Nothing wrong with keeping those guys, but it's going to limit what you can do in terms of spending money. And then this offseason, their big free agent addition was Christian Fulton, who's barely played this year. So you sort of end up in a stretch where, like, you can only do so much because you've committed so much to keeping the guys you have around. And I don't think any of the moves they made to keep those guys around were wrong or unreasonable or things they shouldn't have done, but it just limits maybe what you can do. Maybe you only get one shot at a free agent as opposed to three or four free agents you can bring in. And so I do think this is a Chiefs team that, you know, stale maybe would be a little too harsh, but just like you do know what you're getting when you play them. Now, they can still win. I don't think there's anything wrong. I think the Eagles are basically, in a lot of ways, the same team they were a year ago, except they've lost a couple of talented players, but Eagles are winning a lot of games. You know, I do think it's something where there's nothing wrong with it, but I do think the Chiefs have just had, unfortunately, some frustrating end-of-game situations from some of the star players they're paying a ton of money to.
Who do you consider to be the favorite right now in the AFC? I think it's the Indianapolis Colts, but you could convince me that it's the Broncos. You could convince me that it's the Patriots. Hell, if Kansas City wins on Sunday, you can convince me that they are still the favorite in the AFC.
That's a good question. I would say the Colts, just because when you think about, okay, who has been the best team this year to me consistently week after week, it's been the Colts. Patriots have been really good, but they're playing a really easy schedule. The Broncos, house of cards, seems a little harsh. The defense is phenomenal, but I'm just very skeptical of that quarterback and that offense. Colts offense has been one of the best in NFL history on a week-by-week basis, on a drive-by-drive basis this season. And I know Daniel Jones is not that caliber of quarterback. He's not going to be, you know, an MVP this year, but they have a great running back, great offensive line, a bunch of really useful receivers who complement each other well. I think Tyler Warren is the offensive rookie of the year, and I really like the play caller. I think Shane Steichen's a good coach. So to me, I would say the Colts, especially if Sauce Gardner, you know, steps in and plays very well. We saw a good start from him in Indianapolis. But like I said, there's no perfect team here. I mean, the Chiefs could credibly go on a run at the end of the year. If they win out, win 12 games, they could still be the one seed or the two seed in the AFC. It is a wild and weird year here in the National Football League.
That is Bill Barnwell of ESPN joining us on the show, just getting his thoughts on the Kansas City Chiefs as we get ready for their matchup on Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts. We'll get back to the Chiefs here coming up in a little bit. I want to give you guys a couple of news and notes that are currently happening in the National Football League. It would appear that Joe Burrow is going to play. He was a full participant again in Bengals practice. The plan was to see how he responded. He responded by being a full participant. I don't think you're having Joe Burrow as a full participant and giving him all of the one reps for him then to not play on Sunday. So the expectation is that Joe Burrow is going to be back. I also saw this from Calvin Watkins. He covers the Dallas Cowboys. So you guys remember on Monday Night Football, CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, they didn't start. So, of course, people were asking questions. Hey, what's going on? Well, we found out that CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, they missed curfew. Well, we now have the story. CeeDee Lamb said that he and George Pickens missed curfew before the game because they were out having dinner and drinks at Red Rock Casino. The rumor was that CeeDee Lamb got so drunk that he threw up. CeeDee Lamb said this did not happen. He said it's disrespectful to even suggest something like that, because he knows how to, quote, hold his liquor, end quote. The Cowboys are just, they are America's favorite comedy. And they're also America's favorite drama. Just all wrapped in one. They're just, can you imagine on the Thursday before the game, your wide receiver is saying that it's disrespectful for you to suggest that he threw up in public because, quote, he knows how to hold his liquor, end quote. Got it. What kind of spirit man do you think CeeDee Lamb is? You think he's a tequila guy, a cognac guy? What kind of when CeeDee Lamb is at the bar and he's ordering a drink, what do you think CeeDee Lamb is ordering?
Well, I think we can rule out beer.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like a beer drinker.
He seems like a, you know, he seems like a Casamigos, a Patron kind of individual, you know? That's what he seems like to me.
I was going to say some sort of tequila drink.
Okay.
Maybe like a tequila water or tequila and seltzer type of thing. That's okay. Kind of the, because he's from Texas. You know what? I bet it's tequila and seltzer. That's a really big deal down in Texas. Okay. A nice combination, a little seltzer water with tequila.
I was just saying.
By the way, the fact he's upset that people are insinuating he puked, not because
that's what he was mad about. Not mad.
Yeah.
Anything else? Like, how dare you suggest that I threw up? That's insulting.
Yeah. The insinuation he was mad about is not that you were out late. Is that, yo, when I'm out late, I don't puke.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I can hold my liquor.
That's what he said. He's not mad that people are accusing him of staying out late and drinking. He's mad that you have the audacity to suggest that I couldn't have three or four drinks the night before the game. How many is a few?
Well, if reports are true and he puked, I'm going to guess the number is upwards of 7+.
Okay, I'm just asking. I don't know. I wasn't there. Red Rock Casino, very nice casino for those of you that have been to Las Vegas a time or two before. When you start going a lot, you start going to the local casino. That's what Red Rock is. Very, very nice casino.
I think they probably went to Red Rock because it's a little bit more of a, I don't say hidden gym.
Yeah, it's not on the strip. Yeah. It's not a glamorous one.
So you
it's,
can be out till 7 a.m. drinking and puking and
sure.
Barely no one will notice.
It's definitely if you know kind of spot when it comes to Las Vegas. So, Rob, let's get to some of the top stories this week in the National Football League. And then I have a Two Americas question that I would like to ask you just to learn. You know, I always just like using you as a sounding board for things that I don't know because I just want to learn. Rob, let's go around the NFL.
Carrington, let's start around the NFL with, I cannot believe this is the biggest story in the NFL this week, but it is. Shedeur Sanders will start this week for the Cleveland Browns as they head to aforementioned Las Vegas to take on the Los Angeles Raiders. Carrington, I don't need any big sweeping declarations about Shedeur, but what are your expectations for the rookie quarterback in his first start in the National Football League?
I don't want to not answer your question, but I just want to talk about this instead. It does not matter where you got drafted if you're Shedeur. It does not matter. You were a mid-round pick. So it doesn't matter if you were a third-round pick, seventh-round pick. None of that matters anymore. You are being given an opportunity to play in the National Football League. If Shedeur plays well from now until the end of the season, he has a chance to be a long-term backup in the National Football League and maybe, just maybe, someday turn into a starter. If Shador flames out and he is bad for the next couple of weeks, he will never get another opportunity in the National Football League. Oh, well, Carrington, that's not fair. That's life. That's the profession that he has chosen. I hope that that has been communicated to him by the people that love and care about him. I'm just giving you this message as an outsider. But I can go through the names, the list, and as a fifth-round pick, who some teams and a lot of teams view you as a distraction, if you finally get your chance to play and you don't ball out and you don't improve and you don't show signs, I'm telling you, you will be an Instagram influencer. We'll be getting the Shador podcast coming up in a couple of months, and that'll be his full-time job. You'll be working in Nike, helping promote your pop's shoes. Okay, that's my message to Shador. I don't know how he's going to play. I want to know like everybody else. I'm just telling you, you got your opportunity. You got your shot. You're a starting quarterback in the National Football League. Make the most out of it.
I do know this about Shador's first start. His game's at 3 o'clock on Sunday. Around 3:17, Twitter's going to be insufferable. Either direction. If he stinks, oh boy. If in the first drive. If he's great, oh boy. Social media is about to be an absolute train wreck.
I don't plan on being on there at that time, so I don't care what they're doing on there. Chiefs game will be over. Probably be nap time for me at that point anyway.
You're not locked into Browns and Raiders? Yeah, Come on now.
It'll be nap time for me.
Speaking of quarterbacks, let's stick with that theme as part of Around the NFL. Jalen Hurts, there's drama in Philadelphia.
Hold on. Let's go back. There's always drama in Philadelphia. Have you ever known somebody that just like has everything in life, but they're just miserable? Hey, bro, what are you talking about? Like, you got a loving wife, loving family, you make good money. Like, bro, why are you so miserable all the time? You don't smile, you don't have fun, you don't. That's who the Eagles are. They have that energy personified. They're the best team maybe in the National Football League. They're defending Super Bowl champions. All we ever hear about and discuss with them is the drama that they got going on. They got more drama than Secret Wives of Norman, whatever that show is called. You know the one I'm talking about. They got more drama than them going on.
First off, don't disrespect Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
You know what I'm talking about.
It's a nice guilty pleasure watch.
Yeah, the Eagles are a guilty pleasure watch.
My question is this. Does it feel like we're heading for a divorce? Because now reports are A.J. Brown and wide receivers are frustrated with the Hurts as the Eagles quarterback.
I feel bad that I'm not answering these questions. I'm tired of talking about the Eagles not getting along with each other. It's the same problem every week. It's either Nick Sirianni and just, I don't think Nick Sirianni understands math. I also just think that Nick Sirianni, he just can't help himself. Like, he's inside a store and everywhere just says, don't touch, don't touch, don't touch. Nick Sirianni can't just go in there, look around, and then walk out. He like has to touch something. That's what he does every week. At like 4th and 7, everybody's going punt. You're like, no, I think we should go for it. Every week, it's either that or it's some issue with Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith, and A.J. Brown. I don't want to talk about them anymore.
Speaking of quarterbacks who are weirdos, let's pivot from Jalen Hurts right to Aaron Rodgers. It's been a while since we've talked about Aaron Rodgers
on
the show.
You know what? I actually don't think that's fair when it comes to Rodgers.
You don't think he's a weirdo anymore? I think he's just quiet now.
Good. Good. Aaron is allowed to do whatever he wants in his free time. The problem was he just couldn't stop telling us about it. Hey, Aaron, you know, what team are you going to play for? Well, you know, I've got to go down in the darkness for 7 days, and then when I come back, I'll tell. It was all of that. We don't need the constant updates. Have you seen the rumor that people think that he's making up his wife, that his wife's not a real person?
Yes, I've seen that. I don't know why. I don't know how she has existed without a single photo of him ever, but I have
it's
seen that theory.
It's not even that. Okay.
That's part of the reason.
It's his personal life. But Rob, it would be weird if your wife never came to any work event. That'd be weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where? She, like, never? Doesn't matter what time it is. Just, she doesn't come to any of them? No station of it? I've never seen her before. That'd be weird. We've never seen this. The people are saying she doesn't do any of the wives and girlfriends things. What woman you know don't love brunch? All the girlies is going to brunch. Aaron Rodgers' wife doesn't like brunch? She doesn't like a mimosa? She doesn't like an omelet with the girls?
Not even just
brunch.
That's
what's weird.
Not even just brunch. Think about the Chiefs. Like, you see on social media, Patrick's wife, and when Mecole Hardman was here, his girlfriend, they're all friends. They do stuff in the box. She just watches from home, I guess, every week.
That's what I'm saying.
They went to LA last week.
If she doesn't want to be part of the girlies, I mean, Taylor Swift is hanging out with Noah Gray's wife. She would never do that before. But the girlies say we're getting brunch. We're getting brunch. 100%.
My question about Aaron Rodgers is not about his potentially fake wife. It's about the fact that
I don't know if she's real or not. I don't know. I'm not even here to speculate. I'm just telling you what has been reported.
What we do know is that he is going to play hurt this weekend. Carrington, the Steelers have a one-game lead in the AFC North.
And also smart, playing the Bears. You know, he owns the Bears.
Smart or dumb for Rodgers to go out there in some sort of splint device taking on the Chicago Bears?
Smart. He ain't got that many football games left in his career. They like Aaron. You think Aaron Rodgers can take 5-6 games off? Might be the last games he plays. I get why he wants to play. I get that. Got to make mama proud. She's at home rooting for you, watching you on the Fire Stick, watching you on Tubi. You got to make her proud. So, yeah, I get it. Salute to Aaron. I know we're having jokes, but, you know, Aaron, you getting off Pat McAfee's show was the best thing you possibly could have done. I'm serious. It was the best possible decision for everybody. I love that you're not on there anymore. I hated every Tuesday that we had to get updates on what you were thinking and doing, and The fact that we know less about Aaron Rodgers has been the best for all parties. He seems happier. We're happier for it. It's not like McAfee's struggling now. The president's going on his show. He's doing okay without Aaron Rodgers' weekly Tuesday appearances. Coming up on the other side, Rob, I have a Two Americas question to ask you before we get back to Chiefs and Colts. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, a show that prides itself on getting it right.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, we got Mitchell Schwartz set to join us coming up in 10 minutes or so. I got two things that I want to get into. Rob, do you want to do the Two Americas topic first, or do you want to do the Chiefs-Colts topic first?
Let's do Two Americas.
My barber and I had our first issue earlier today.
Is that you don't tip him?
No, it's not the issue. We have a great relationship. I've been going there since before COVID. That's my guy. He knows that. It's my man. So I kind of have a outstanding appointment because, you know, I do television on Friday. So, you know, I try to, you know, stay trimmed up before I go on Fox 4. You know, I got to be looking good for the camera. My appointment is at 10:30. I go in there. I get trimmed up. Come into work. So today he's like, oh, you know, I'm going to be running a little bit late. Hey, cool. No problem. It's going to be about 5 extra minutes. Oh, not that big of a deal. So around 10:35, he then texts me and says, oh, I'll be right in. I'm pulling up. I think you guys know where this story is going to go. His pulling up, I then get out of the car and then stand in front of the door for the barbershop. It was 15 minutes later. I'm like, bro, why'd you say that? Like, I just, why'd you say that? You lied to me. I was very upset at this. Like, nah, man, it's good. You know I got you. And I just, we kind of had a little quick back and forth, but that's my man. So I had to move on with my life. Pulling up in my America could mean anything. Pulling up could mean you haven't even left the house. Pulling up could mean you're 5 minutes away. You're around the corner. Pulling up could mean anything. So, Rob, I'm asking you in your community, in your America, I just want to know what these time frames mean. So if you tell me, oh, I'm about to pull up, how far away are you? Let's say that I'm at the other place and we're about to get a drink and we're about to just hang out, just two bros together, bond and having fellowship. What does I'm pulling up mean in your America?
I don't think it's a universal blanket thing because I think it's a case-by-case basis. Like, let's say me and you are going out to dinner on like a Saturday. I won't use that for the show. And you're like, hey, be there at 6. And I'm like, cool. And I text you like 6:03, pulling up. For me, that's 5 minutes away. 3 to 5 minutes.
Pulling up means 3 to 5.
But that's not a universal thing for my America because there are some people in my America that are late people. And it could be 6:10, they tell me they're pulling up, and they roll up at 6:25. So I don't know there's a blanket universal, this is what my America means by pulling up, but case by case, I can tell you that for me, it means I'm 3 to 5 out.
What does around the corner mean?
Oh, around the corner, that's under 5. I'm around the corner.
Okay, I'm telling you, around the corner in my America could mean anywhere from 5 to 20 minutes. Hey, I'm just around the corner. No, you're stop it.
That's what in the car means. I'm okay. In the car.
In the car.
Okay, well, we're going to Arrowhead, so we're here. Are you 25 minutes away? Are you 40? Are you 8 minutes away? In the car is a moving target.
Okay, that's what I was asking. That, to me, when you say in the car, that's what on the way could mean. And on the way could mean you haven't even started the process of leaving. You haven't started the process of it. You say, hey, man, I'll hit you up. I'm on the way. You could still be laying in bed and you're on Instagram. I don't know what it means. So that's why I just wanted to know, maybe my America and your America is two completely different things. Because to me, pulling up means I am within 2 to 3 minutes. Oh, I'm pulling up. All right. Hey, I'm about to get off the exit here, about to boom, boom, boom. I'm almost there. Pulling up means you need to start walking outside. So by the time you gather your things and put your shoes on, by the time you come outside, I should be there and we ready to go. Around the corner, that's a little different. I'm just here to tell you. Around the world is different. It can mean anything. I just wanted to know. Because I was thinking, am I wrong for being mad at my barber? Well, when you tell me you're pulling up, I get out of the car, and then it's 10 minutes. Like, why'd you? No, you were not pulling up. You know I got to go to work. You know I had stuff to do. Oh, man, it's good. I got you. You didn't try to dab. You don't want to shake your hand. Stop it. I don't want to shake your hand. I just was curious. I just wanted to know. I just had to ask if that was a two Americas thing. I didn't know, so. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I don't think it's two Americas. I think it could be two Americas. Late people versus people who aren't late. It's a different two Americas.
I didn't know.
If you're a late person, pulling up has a wide variance. Okay. If you're an on-time person.
Rob, all the people in my life like you are very punctual individuals. So I didn't know. I didn't know. All of my friends from your side of America, super punctual people, early even.
Well, to be fair, if you're not early, you're late.
I'm just saying, if you say, hey, we're having brunch, meet us at the restaurant at 1:30, Rob, you'll be there at 1:25. You'll be the first one there.
100%.
I got some other friends. You tell them 1:30, 2:05. They're pulling up, shaking hands like they're the one on time. Bro, we're about to order. We've been waiting on you. I had to know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to take us this far off of the tracks. 913-586-7965. This bothered me earlier today, and sometimes I have to use this show to ask questions on how I feel. Sometimes I have to know. I do have a Chiefs and Colts thought to get us back on track, because I know somebody was mad we're not talking about the Chiefs and the Colts. The Colts might be one of the most relatable teams in sports. I'm sure there's a group of people out there that feel this way. You have done everything you're supposed to do. Everything. Everything you're supposed to do. And for whatever reason, you struggle to get people to take you seriously. You've been really trying to impress this girl. We all have been in this situation, fellas. You really want to talk to this girl. And you think, hey, I'm checking all the boxes. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And she just won't give you the time of day. That team is the Colts. There is nothing the Colts can do in the 2025 regular season that would get some of you to believe in them. Absolutely nothing. They could win on Sunday 21-7. Just go in there, dominate the Chiefs, just BTA. You won't believe it. I don't care. I don't care that you went to Harvard. I don't care that you got a 4.0. I don't care that you're a doctor and make. I'm not interested in talking to you. No, I think you're corny. That's how the Colts are. There's literally nothing they could do in the NFL regular season that would make you feel good about who they are. That just has to be a bad place to be in. I mean, maybe they end up winning the Super Bowl. Then you just have to agree in them. But, I mean, I think we all know the NFL public is waiting to say, I told you so about the Colts and I told you so about the Broncos. I don't think people feel that way about the Patriots. I don't think people feel that way about them. I think people believe in Vrabel, and I think there's a lot of people, Rob, like you when it comes to Drake May. Hey, I think this kid's kind of good. I think he could be next up. I think he could be special. I think there's a portion of people that want to believe in the Patriots. I think there's a lot of people that are just waiting to point and laugh at the Indianapolis Colts. A lot of people waiting to point and laugh at the Broncos. And when they lose on a last second field goal or their kicker misses one, I told you I didn't believe in them. That will be, it'll be deafening how loud that will be when the Colts eventually get eliminated from the playoffs. The same way last year was in Minnesota. Last year it was with Sam Darnold. People couldn't wait. See, I told you. That's why they're going with J.J. McCarthy. I think that exact same thing is happening to the Indianapolis Colts. Coming up on the other side, Mitchell Schwartz is going to join us in studio. He has had a lot of very interesting things to say about the Chiefs offense, how he thinks it has been stagnant in some ways, how the Chiefs should run under center more. So a lot of good football conversation coming up. Really excited to be joined by friend of the show, Mitchell Schwartz. That's coming up. Keep it right here. So drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.